We're doing Yov. We're up to what's called the ninth chapter, Pasuk Dalet. And Yov said, I know that really it's impossible that man is going to be more righteous than God. And that's why I prefer to say that it's not God that's doing this to me, but rather he left things to nature. But even so, that brings me to the conclusion that everything's unfair, because then, God left things to nature. And Eov says, Chacham Levav, that's where we were up to, Pasuk Dalet. Eov said, if someone wants to argue with God, so God's not going to answer anything he has to say. Now Eov continues and says, and here there are different understandings. The simple understanding here is that Eov's referring to God. He's saying that really God could take anyone on, and no one could take him on. And he's going to describe God's omniscience, God's omnipotence. He's going to describe God's greatness, and we learn things from Eov's words here. As we know, the whole book is written in prophecy, so we learn from every word. even though it's arguments and some seem to be refuted, nonetheless, we do learn from every word in Eov. So now we're up to Pasuk Dalet, and this is Eov's description of Hashem. Eov says, Mihiksha elav vaishlam. Hashem is, so to speak, wise-hearted. And Hashem is of a brave heart. Hashem is so whole that who could be hard towards God? And Paro was, hiksha et libo, he hardened his heart and he lost. So Hashem is perfect. So that's where Eov saying I agree with you technically. So God is perfect, so therefore we can't cause him to lack anything. And this is an area in our hashkafa. It's one of the areas that's difficult to understand within Judaism as well, and that is that God is perfect, so God is lacking nothing. So then why create a world? That's like the eternal question. Which connects to other questions, huh? And that's where the Rambam says that everything we see as descriptory terms, God is happy, God is sad, etc. Those are all terms, lesaber et ha'ozen, ledaber b'lashon bnei Adam, to speak to us in our language, from our perspective. But God was not lacking anything to affect Hashem. That's the basic understanding. And that's what Eov's setting as the premise now. He's saying, Hashem is complete. Hashem doesn't lack anything. So if I stand and I speak against God, well, who is it that dares speak against God, and who can actually argue with him? Now, here we see a seeming duality in Eov's argument. On the one hand, he says God is so distant. On the other hand, he's saying if you stand up to God, so then you'll get hurt by it. So, it seems over here, he's conceding that God could interfere. And if we go with Rashi's understanding here, that Eov's alluding to what happened to Paro, Paro hardened his heart and he was punished. So then Eov says, yes, I know he'll get hurt by it. So, to an extent, Eov says, I recognize that he sometimes does interfere in the world. But Eov still has an issue, as we will see. So Eov continues in describing Hashem. He says, "Hamatik harim, oh, Hashem uproots mountains." And here also, Rashi learns he's referring to Sodom, how Hashem overturned the city of Sodom. Whatever Eov's referring to, he says, you know, Hashem is ma'atik. Ma'atik means he mountains from their place, velo yadau, and people don't even know. In a split second, it happens. Asher hafachan ve'apo, God overturns them in his anger. There was no natural cause for them to be overturned. It's interesting in Eov how volcanoes happen and how earthquakes happen. I don't remember if it's over here. And in the back, he has a whole diagram about the lava and the plates under the earth. And he says that's what Eov was referring to. I don't remember if it's here. I don't see a footnote here to a picture in the back, so maybe that's later on. Hamargiz eretz mimekomaha ve'amudeha yitpalatzun. Hashem, margiz, we know, literally means angers. But here he means he makes the earth shudder. He makes the earth a reference to an earthquake. And again, if this is a reference to Sodom and Amorah, so it's a reference to the fact that God caused the earth, so to speak, to tremble, to move. V'amudea yitpalatzun, and its poles, so to speak, the pillars, the foundation, or you say the plates that the land stands on, yitpalatzun, it could mean, again, palatzut achazatni. Palatzut could mean a form of trembling, a form of fear, shaking. That's pashut pshat in yitpalagiz eretz mimkoma. God scares the earth from its place. The amudei yitpalatzun, and the pillars that hold up the earth, they shake, they tremble in the presence of God. Ha'omer lacheres velo yizrach. Uvad kochavim, as we know, Yoshua was buried in Timnas Cheres. That Cheres is they placed the picture of the sun on his tombstone, that he made the sun stand. No, Timnas Cheres is something else. So Haomer laCheres, God can declare over the sun, velo yizrach, and it wouldn't rise. Uvad kochavim yachtom, and God could also prevent the stars from shining and giving light to the world. According to one understanding, this is a reference, according to the Malbim, that is when Hashem tilted the earth on its axis. According to the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, God took different stars out of their constellations, stars that go in our orbit, stars in the zodiac, that go in the same orbit like us. And that's how Chazal learned that there was no day or night. That's why Hashem promises after the Mabul, od kol yemei haaretz, zera vekatzir vekor vechom v'yom v'layla lo yishbotu. Day, night, everything will not cease again. Seemingly indicating that during the 40 days of the Mabul, to rise, Hashem could tell the stars not to shine. Note shamayim levado v'doreich al bamoteyam. Hashem alone is the one that extends the skies, or he himself extends throughout the skies. Hashem is the reference to the fact that God spread out the heavens like a cloak. Like the Medrash says, that Hashem, like one were shaking out his cloak, Hashem notesh amayim, like opening an umbrella, Hashem opened the heavens alone. V'dorech al bamoteyam, and Hashem steps down on the heights of them. Throughout, we see that the sea is referred to as though it's constantly trying to rise over the edge to overflow earth, and God keeps it in its place. God yelled at the sea, and God and the sea keeps trying to rise. So the sea is in its anger trying to overcome its borders, but it dares not overcome its borders, it dares not wash over the earth, because God declared it shouldn't. Mikol ra'amcha, right? Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim. From Hashem's, Hashem scared the sea into its place. Ose, Hashem made these different constellations of the zodiac, Ash, Ksil, Kimah, these are different parts of the zodiac. V'chadrei Teman, and the Chadrei Teman is, so to speak, the rooms of the south. Hashem made them as well. And that's a reference to the areas from where they said the wind comes out of. That there are these like rooms from which the winds come out, the strong winds. Osei gedolot veniflaot ad ein mispar God does great things. You can't even research and find out the depths of the greatness that God does. And God does amazing things beyond our count. There are a tremendous number of amazing things that God does. So Eov is saying, I recognize that God does all these amazing things and I can't argue with him. I recognize he controls the world. That I agree with. Hein ya'avor alai velo ere ve'yachalof velo avin lo. And God can pass over me and I won't know it because he encompasses all of earth. I won't see when he passes over me. Ve'yachalof, and he can pass me by, ve'lo avin lo, and I won't recognize, I won't even see him. Hein yachtof mi yeshivenu mi omar elav mata ase, and he could grab a person with his strength, with his swiftness, and who could hold him back? Who could tell him what you're doing? No one can do that. No one can tell God, what are you doing? Eloha lo yashiva po. Tachtav shachachu ozerei rahav. And so says Eov, God can have his anger, and so we're all under him. And even the people who were ozerei rahav, they girdled themselves with pride, they were tachtav shachachu. Under him, they have to bend their heads. Tachtav, under God, shachachu. They bent over ozerei, those that girdled themselves to bend down. So he says, no one could tell God what to do. Af ki anochi e'enenu evchara devarai imo. So certainly I'm going to speak back to God. I'm going to tell him what to do. Asher im tzadakti lo e'ene limshofeti et chanan. And here we'll have to pick up next time. Eov saying, okay, so what is the point over here? I can't tell God what to do. Even if I'm right, how can I tell him what to do? That's not my point here. I know that I'm nothing next to God. I know that he runs the show and I'm not going to tell him what to do. Lim shofti et chanan. And so what are you going to tell me? I'll beg before him. He's the one that's judging me. That, says Eov, that, what's the point? I think he's left me to the forces of nature. He's not the one that's judged me to this pain. So therefore, there's no point in begging before him. I will not pray before God because I don't think he's controlling my future. I recognize he controls the world. I recognize he does awesome things. I know he can do awesome things. And I know that he can pass me by and I won't know it. And I know that he could act in anger, and who could tell him what to do? Because even if I'm right, so what? He's not the one that's doing this to me. He's left me at the perils of nature. And Bezat Shem, we'll pick up here where Eov explains that there's no point in praying to God.